now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Spend a few minutes talking about an aspect of you and your connection to that portable device that you seem to love, or maybe not just a portable device. If you're like me, most of the work that I do on computers is on a desktop, a regular personal computer. The folks at the Geek Squad have been working for 20 years, I believe. They are part, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they part of Big
Best
Box?
Buy.
Best Buy, Big Box.
Big Box, yeah. they are, some of them are within the Best Buy stores.
Yes, okay.
But it's not, I don't think it's, Derek Meister's with us from the Geek Squad. Derek, you guys aren't owned by Best Buy, you just work within some of their stores, right?
Well, we'd like to say that we actually acquired Best Buy about 7 years ago. But Geek Squad itself actually started back in 1994 with our original chief inspector, Robert Stevens, at $200 and a 10-speed bike.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
That's how they have Volkswagens now. A little bit more expensive than those bikes.
Big old vans, yeah.
Yeah. So the Geek Squad is best known as a group of service tech support employees that you can call to come to your house to or your office or wherever to set up computers. Is there anything that you can't do that you're not supposed to do, Derek?
Well, we actually do more than just computers anymore. We have Geek Squad Auto Techs that work on car audio and remote systems. We actually do home theater installation, TV and appliance repair. But pretty much anything in terms of computers, everything from that personal computer that you have for your kids, as well as we work with the Best Buy for Business team for small and medium-sized businesses to help them with their IT needs.
So with the trend of the PC, I don't want to say going away, but really getting diminished because of tablets and phones, what are you guys seeing when it comes to personal and professional use as far as servicing? Because, I mean, you can't really get into a tablet as much as you can a PC or a laptop, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's really interesting how clearly personal technology become. 10 years ago, you used to have that one desktop PC that the entire family shared. Then we started to see laptops so that everybody started to get their own computers. And now we're actually starting to see, just like you said, you know, everybody from seniors to teens are carrying those personal smartphones and tablets. The thing that we are seeing, though, even though the devices themselves are more of a commodity and an appliance, almost like a toaster, we're starting to see how these devices are actually talking to each other and other devices. So, for example, you know, you've probably seen a lot of news lately about all the new home automation initiatives, everything from where your thermostat can talk to your garage door, everything's on that home wireless network. So it's really more about getting all these devices to actually talk to each other and then share all your personal data, your documents, your videos, the photos, that sort of thing.
So you're kind of referring to the Internet of Things is what they call it, where everything will be connected in your house, in your life. I mean, where do we go with that as far as privacy? That's a big concern for me. I mean, I don't even know if I want to get the Nest because I don't want anybody hacking into my AC unit and giving me a $1,000 electricity bill.
And that's definitely a concern that some of our clients will have. We like to make sure that when we are setting up these devices that we're going over what options you're actually going to have available. For example, some people will get one of those webcams so that they can watch over their kids while they're away from work. The questions that we like to make sure is that, you know, they're aware of how much access do you have. Do you want to use it just so that only people within the home network can see the video? Or do you want to actually open it up enough so that you can watch that from while you're away from home or anywhere on the Internet?
With the minute left that we have, let's talk about some of the one big do and the one big don't to protect yourself technically as far as maintenance.
The very big thing is just to make sure that you're actually making getting everything up to date on your system. So that means making sure that you have the latest antivirus protection, as well as all the updates for Windows and those programs that you often see used, like Java, Adobe Flash, Adobe Reader, that sort of thing.
Or just buy a Mac.
Well, you still have to make sure that you have your updates and even with the Macs, even though viruses aren't as much. you're still starting to see things like phishing attempts and things to get into your accounts that way.
All right, and so that would be the big don't, is don't click on everything that's sent to you and don't click on every link that comes emailed to you, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Well, there it is, Doug.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Derek Meister from the Geek Squad, thank you.
All right, so meantime, I'm going to fix my own computers because I'm better at it than a Geek Squad. Who needs a Geek Squad? I'll fix my computer myself.
Yeah, right.
Got a screwdriver.
You're probably their biggest client.
Really?
Yeah.